I'm Dan Klefstad. Newly released census estimates suggest Illinois will end the decade with the largest population loss in the country. Only four states experienced population loss since 2010. Illinois shed about 1.3% of its population between 2010 and 2019. West Virginia came in second. A spokesman for Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state made historic investments in education and the social safety net. He tells the Chicago Sun-Times these investments will help people stay in Illinois. At least three Illinois cannabis dispensaries plan to open New Year's Day as the state's new recreational marijuana law takes effect. Trinity Compassionate Care Center in Peoria, Canton's Rise Dispensary, and New Med in East Peoria will all open their doors tomorrow morning, but you might not be able to smoke what you buy. Rise General Manager Scott Miller says he expects to have plenty of consumables, but he says there may be a shortage of smokable cannabis flower.
There is not enough flower, which is the bud, what people would be most used to in terms of marijuana. There will be, however, plenty of other products available for both the medical patients and the adult use patients.
Trinity's managers say they will not have flower by New Year's. In other news, the University of Illinois Extension is offering advice on how to dispose of live Christmas trees. Horticulturalist Richard Henschel says some communities and waste haulers have recycling programs, but that isn't the only option.
If you're a gardener that's got quite a bit of yard, you can cut the boughs off of the Christmas tree and use them for mulch in the landscape, especially with our tender perennials. You could leave the tree whole and tie it to a tree trunk in the yard and make it a station for the birds to hide out in during the storms in the severe winter weather we might get.
He also says you can burn it in an outdoor fire pit. A proposal to make daylight saving time permanent in Illinois has some residents and business owners worried about the confusion it might cause at the Missouri border. Many people in the St. Louis area work on one side of the Mississippi River and live on the other, or vice versa. Deborah Bruyette of Freeburg, Illinois, tells the St. Louis Post-Dispatch that juggling time zones would be inconvenient. She cares for her 95-year-old father in Missouri. The Illinois Senate passed the proposal, but it still requires approval in the House, from the governor, and from the federal government. I'm Dan Klefstad.
I'm Jennifer Fuller. A coach from Paducah's St. Mary's Catholic High School was arrested in Carbondale over the weekend, accused of driving under the influence and leaving the scene of an accident. Carbondale police say 31-year-old Wes Overstreet of Paducah was arrested early Saturday morning after witnesses say the car he was driving collided with a light pole and then a parked car along South Illinois Avenue. Officers were able to intercept Overstreet as he continued north. They say he was intoxicated, and as they searched the car, they also found drugs. Court records list Overstreet's charges as DUI, leaving the scene of an accident, possession of methamphetamine, and possession of other controlled substances. His court date is January 21st. Starting next year, the Illinois Department of Labor will have a new way to address a lack of diversity in apprenticeship programs. Chase Cavanaugh has more.
Apprenticeship programs fall under the various building trades, such as electricians, ironworkers, bricklayers, and pipe fitters. The department's deputy director, Jason Keller, says a state law creates a new body in the department as part of an effort to increase diversity in the trades. It's called the Bureau on Apprenticeship Programs.
We want to be able to help identify those barriers, remove them, and make those recommendations to see how we can increase those numbers.
In addition to reporting on these barriers, the Bureau will also compile statistics on race and gender from labor union members and contractors whose projects are publicly funded. I'm Chase Cavanaugh.
A new grant aims to help a Southern Illinois social service agency better support children's mental health. Centerstone will use the six-year, $2.1 million award for resiliency care.